Hello, it's me again, Char. If you're a new listener, thank you for choosing to click on my podcast. Just a short introduction. I'm Char Quevedo, a little girl trying to share her stories and learnings in life, hoping that it can somehow inspire another person. You. But if you're a previous listener, thank you for staying tuned. It means a lot to me. I know today's topic, based from the title, is not something most people, especially yung generation ngayon, would want to delve into. Pero I really want to share my story on how I found God. Not just in a sense na tinuro sa school and that Catholic ako by default, pero this is a story of really knowing God and accepting God in my life. Naalala ko nung bata ako, as in grade 3 or 4 pa lang siguro ako noon, I claimed na atheist ako. Aga, 'di ba? Kabata-bata, atheist na agad. I had a lot of questions kasi na feeling ko walang sagot, like saan galing si God? Hindi naman natin siya nakikita, so paano siya naging totoo? Alamin yung curious questions ng bata. Tapos, I didn't like going to church din kasi lagi ko kinokontra yung sinasabi ng pare. So, I stopped listening na lang din every time na magsisimba kami. Kasi, feeling ko mas magkakasala ako na inaaway ko yung pare or yung mga sinasabi niya. Pero ha, grade 5, fourth place ako sa Christian Values Education Quiz B. Tapos, first year high school, best in religion ako. Diba? Kahit na ganun. Nagbabasa naman kasi ako ng Bible ng grade 2. Wala lang. Pastime ko lang. Lagi like, na may dalang Bible before kasi pinapadala kami ng Bible nung elementary. So, yun. Pag wala akong ginagawa, nagbabasa ako. Feeling cool kid. Pero most talaga ng alam ko is from Manga Messiah. So, if you're familiar with that, yung parang gospel books ata yun na ginawang manga. So, entertaining siya for a child na basahin. I recommend na you read it kapag ayaw niya yung words lang. Kasi nga yun, may comics siya. So yun, lukewarm ako about religion. Confused ako kung naniniwala ako or not. Tapos, nung third year college, nag-declare na naman ang ate niya girl. Agnostic naman daw siya. So, sabi ko, di ako naniniwala nor dinadeny si God. I stopped believing in God kasi I didn't like yung thinking process ng mga taong para simba. Ayoko kasi yung they use Bible verses for hate speech tapos yung priest or religion leaders sa child molesters, yung mga luluhod sa entrance ng simbahan, paglabas, hala, chismis agad ang lumalabas sa bibig. Ganun ba? So, for me, fake news siya. I felt bitter lang. Pero, mali yun. Kasi I let other people's actions, human actions, to be the basis for my faith. Kasi kung ganun, wala. Hindi ka talaga maniniwala. Kasi lahat naman tayo dito, mga kasalanan. Pero nung fifth year ako, nung lagi na ako nagbe-breakdown for some reason, I found solace or peace in chapels. Siguro kasi tahimik, di ko sure. Pero naging go-to place ko yung parish sa school, tsaka yung cathedral whenever I felt down, pag feeling ko gusto ko nang mawala and mapag-isa. I think that also started yung kinakausap ko na ulit si God, other than those times na humihiling ako na ipasa niya ako. Napaka-hypocrite nun. Kilala lang si Lord pag may exam, pag pumasa na, huyo na ulit. Wala man, thank you. Huwag niyo ako gayahin na. Bad yan. So, nag-start doon. Kaso, di ko talaga ano makinig sa sermon ng pare eh. So, tinry ko makinig sa YouTube. So, yan. First Transformation Church. Yun, I remember. It was about singleness. Marami rin ako issues noon about finding and understanding myself. So, yun, nakinig ako and na-move naman ako. Doon nag-start sa Transformation Church. Grabe, tinapos ko yung series noon, mga 4 episodes ata, tapos 1 hour each, kasi relatable talaga siya. Especially during that time na I was on the search of understanding my feelings. And then, nagpapamakeup ako noon sa isa kong classmate for grad pick. Shout out kay Ate Tere na very thankful ako kasi big part talaga siya ng Christian journey ko. So, nakita niya ata na nakikinig ako doon. Tapos yun, shinare niya sa akin yung church or ministry nila. May ganap every Friday. Tapos same din, parang Transformation Church. Tapos pang single siya. So, not married people. That's when I found Big. So, yun, naging interested naman ako. Pero, I think it took long before ako nag-join kasi nahihiya ako magpunta. Tapos, dami pang ganap sa school kasi nga, graduating ako during that time. So, daming research na need habulin. This was mga 2Q ng 2019 siguro. So, yun, nakikinig lang ako sa YouTube all throughout as nag-start na rin ako makinig sa worship songs. And then, yun, fast forward, nag-work na ako. Tapos, niyaya ulit ako ni Ate Tere na mag-join na sa Big. Tapos, start kasi ng 2020, marami rin akong ganap and issues na gusto ko na i-let go sana sa 2019. So, sabi ko, sige, for a change, try ko, maganda naman yung series kasi about love. Nag-start kasi yun February, so may new series sila for Valentine's, for Valentine siya. So, Feb 2020, nag-join ako and enjoy ko. Very friendly yung mga tao. Dami kong learnings. Di kasi yun yung typical na tulad sa Catholic Church na serious tone usually. Rare lang kasi yung masayang tone and baguette tone sa Catholic Church, di ba? So, yun pang millennial tone talaga. So, relatable siya. Tapos, nag-join ulit ako nung mga next until yun, nag-pandemic na nung March. May times na nanonood ako nung nagkakaroon ng Zoom pero di ako masyado nakarelate kasi nagulat ata ako na worldwide yung nagsasalita and not from the big ministry ng Baguio lang. So, medyo na-confuse ako during that time. Tapos feeling ko start pa lang ata siguro yun. Like intro-intro pa lang. Kaya di ko magets na di pa pala yun yung preaching. So, parang hindi ako nanood. Hindi ko siya tinapos. Marami kasing intro yun eh. Like, until now, like, marami pa silang pa-intro. So, yun. Tapos live siya. So, hindi ko ma-foresee kung nasa ang part na ba. Tapos sa Facebook lang kasi. Parang sa Facebook ako nag-start lang. Tapos after nun, marami kong issues. So, I let go some people na sa life ko na I was holding on to noon pa. Matagal ko naman na dapat na-let go, pero wala. Pinilit hanggang sa yun. Pina-let go na talaga ni God. Gas-gas na to. Especially ngayon. Kasi, from Jelly address. Sabi nila, if you don't let go of something or someone, na you should let go of, hahayaan ni God na masaktan ka ng paulit-ulit hanggang i-let go mo yung bagay na yan or tao na yan. Actually, hindi eh. Hindi siya hinahayaan ka ni God, pero hindi niya kasi i-change yung buong mundo para umayon lang sa gusto mo. So, ikaw lang din talaga yung gumagawa sa sarili mo lang. Kasi you keep holding on eh. Kahit na sinasabi niya ng it's not good for you. Kahit na ikaw, alam mo sa sarili mo, it's not good for you. So, yun, naging mag-isa lang ako. Before kasi sanay ako na may kasama lagi na literal na kasama mo sa lahat. Kulang na lang pati pagtae, isama ko siya. Very dependent ako na sin, very dependent. I didn't think na I could live by myself. So, I lost myself talaga nung time na yun, nung nawala siya. Parang back to zero ako. I was always crying, begging kay God to remove the hate and anger in my heart. Questioning bakit kailangan mangyari ng lahat ng yon, especially when I was trying to be a better person. Na. So yun, regularly, nakikinig ako ng kahit anong sermon sa YouTube. Nagpupunta ako ng cathedral to pray. Tapos my time, so parang kinagabihan, umiiyak ako, diba, kay Lord, na i-remove niya na yung galit ko sa taong yun. Tapos binibeg ko siya na di ko alam paano magpatawad. Turuan niya ako. Tapos gumising ako kinabukasan na with a heavy heart. So lumabas ako. Nagpunta ako ng cathedral. And then, sabi ko nga kanina, diba, hindi ako nakikinig sa sermon sa Catholic Church. Pero nung time na yon, sabi ko, makikinig ako. Total, sakto, meron naman. Ano po, Saturday yun eh. Tapos nagulat ako na may sermon ng time na yun. Sanay kasi ako Sunday lang meron. So, nagpupunta-punta lang ng cathedral to have my silent moment to pray. So, after ko mag-pray, lumipat ako ng upuan sa medyo gitna. Usually, dun ako sa back lang lagi. Para, so, gumitna ako para marinig ko lang maayos yung sermon. Tapos, ayun. Yung sermon was about forgiveness. I remember it. It was Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 to 22. So, I'll read it to you. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. So, sobrang na-move ako doon. Kasi, wow, di ba? Of all times. Doon ko na-realize na ako rin is a sinner and God has forgiven me every single time. Hindi lang 77 times. More than pa. So, sino ako para hindi magpatawad? That's the time that I learned grace. So, yun. After noon, nilet go ko na yung galit ko and then, guys, talaga, I kid you not, the day after, I felt renewed pagising ko. As in yung heavy weight sa chest ko, nawala bigla. As in, I felt light, I felt refreshed, I felt blessed. Nahumble ako sa experience na yon. Tapos after nun, so nag-continue lang ako mag-church by myself. Nakikinig sa YouTube, so nakikinig ako ng Transformation Church, saka Elevation Church. Tapos, by 2021, nakita ko, nag-post ulit yung big ng love series. Tapos, ayun, nag-join ako sa Zoom call. Tapos, na-endorse ako sa isang big group. So, I kept joining. Actually, ang daming times na tinatamad ako ganun or nahihiya ako magpunta. Pero, I'm happy na every time na I felt that is I still ended up going dun sa Zoom calls, whether it be dun sa Big Fridays or sa big group sessions namin. So, yon, it's really the first step that's hard, guys. Pero, once you start it, mag-volunteer na lang kayong magpunta. Hanap-hanapin yun na lang siya. Kaya na mismo yung mag-titingin nung link and mag-schedule sa sarili nyo na dapat every Friday nandito ako, ganyan, ganyan. So, yun. Nakaka-bless talaga to see other people worship and to hear their stories din. Nakatulad ko, some were not really faithful before, pero they were transformed and now they're trying to live a Christian life. Trying, kasi nobody's perfect, sabi ko nga. Yun yung gusto ko sa Big and sa CCF. They don't push your sin sa mukha mo. They don't judge you sa mga nagawa mo before, pero they try to help you and teach you to live a more purposeful life, a life with Jesus. I know I sound preachy na, pero misconception kasi is kapag nagsisimba is dapat malinis ka na forever, hindi nagkakaroon ng kasalanan, self-righteous, pero no. You live a Christian life kasi you know na you need God in your life kasi madali pa rin tayo masway sa worldly stuff like validation from other people or material stuff. It helped me be humble of the life I have kasi everything I have is dahil lang naman sa Kanya. I don't deserve any of this pero madalas na titake for granted ko or I don't realize na parang binigay siya sa akin or na-blessing siya. parang para sa akin na serve ko to. Parang ganun. Parang anong ginawa mo, girl? Parang ma-deserve mo yun. Di ba? So, yun. Para sa akin, I'm a better person now that I have Christ in my life compared before na I was denying Him. I'm not saying na I'm perfect or I'm close to perfect. Pero, I'm better than who I was. And then, after nun, I was also blessed na maka-volunteer sa ministry as part of the content team para at least somehow maka-give back ako kay Lord and maka-help ako to spread His word more. Siguro kahit konti-konti lang. So, yun, sabi ko, I like writing. So, what's the best way to show my talent or to give my talent than to use it for spreading the word of God or just helping build His tools in this world. So, ang haba na ng kwento ko, pero gusto ko talaga i-deep dive ito and i-share sa inyo how it changed me for the better. So, I pray lang na if you're feeling indifferent towards God, na you give Him a chance ulit and don't base it on the acts of other people. I hope religion doesn't interfere with your faith. No matter what religion you're in naman, as long as you believe in God, for me, yun naman ang important. I won't say na join a religion, ganyan. Well, if you want, pwede naman. Pero if you prefer a different one, okay lang din. Ang masasabi ko lang is, when I found God, I found myself. And when I chose to live a more Christ-like life, and when I chose to let God enter into my life and direct my life, it was one, if not the best decision of my life. So, yun. Spread love, not hate, no matter what religion you're in. Naniniwala talaga ako na the Bible was not meant for you to push your beliefs on other people. I believe that yung greatest lesson talaga na makuha sa Bible or makukuha natin kay God is to love one another. Not to, like, kahit ano ka pa, kahit sino ka pa, kahit gaano ka pa makasalanan, God has already paid for your sins. So I hope you get to forgive yourself also. And you also lean towards God, especially in the darkest moments. Hinihintay ka lang niya. Like, you don't have to do anything. You just have to recognize Him again. You don't have to feel ashamed. Kasi He already knows you and He already accepts you for who you are and who you will be. The important thing is you start now and you choose to be different now and you choose that path right now. Anyway, that's it. I hope you learned something from today's episode. I hope na somehow na-bless ko kayo. Or yun, I hope you also get to share your stories about your faith. I know it's like a taboo topic, especially for most people. Pero, I encourage you to share your stories then, kasi you don't know kung sino yung matatouch nung stories nyo and kung sino yung may inspire nung stories nyo, kasi baka may mga ibang tao lang din na nahihiya na bumalik kay God or nahihiya na aminin na faithful sila. There's nothing to be ashamed of that. Hindi naman kinakul ng mga tao na they don't believe in God or they don't believe in any higher power. That's it for today's episode. You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook with the same handle, Charrote. So, if you also have any comments or suggestions on what topics you want me to discuss on or kung may mga questions kayo or may mga sa tingin nyo na I can improve on, please feel free to DM me sa Instagram or sa Facebook. I'll be glad to do so. Para let's grow together here. Kasi I'm still learning. I'm still trying to find my place here. So, ayun lang. Good morning, good evening, and good night.